on a beautiful Saturday morning. It is the nice time of year. You know, 100 degrees right now feels a lot better than 100 degrees in May. You know, there's just something about how that.
Well, the day's a lot shorter, so you know it ain't going to stay that way very long.
Yeah.
Oh, leaving the house this morning.
Beautiful.
It was like 77 degrees, oh, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is one of those times where you wish you didn't have to go inside and work all morning. All the stuff you could get done out in the landscape and garden and yard. And if you've got projects you're working with outside, it's 1-888-767-4348. We'll have a little bit of conversation about our Bermuda to rye conversion in a little bit. But right now we're going to talk about the five components of healthy soils. Number one.
Well, number one is what you have. It's dirt. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, if you have only dirt in your garden, you have less than 1% organic matter. But it's a really important component because that's where the nutrients are all locked up in. So what we need to do is we need to unlock those nutrients. And as we've spoken about already today, unlocking those nutrients is really just about adding lots of organic matter, whether it's compost in your garden or mulch around your fruit trees. You know, that's so the two big components are dirt and organic matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So besides those two kind of sand, silt, and clay in the texture, I think is something we could chat about because everybody has different soil. Whether you live here in Phoenix and Tucson in northern Arizona, everybody's going to have really different soils. So you need to kind of evaluate what you have. If you have really hard caliche soil, then you got to break that up. Organic matter is definitely a way to assist also with clay soil. If it's just sand, there's not a lot of ability to exchange nutrients. So, you know, really getting a good base, a good, as we say, dirt. It's technically soil, okay, but
dirt is what you sweep up off your kitchen floor. Soil is what we grow
that's
plants
right,
in.
That's
there
right.
You go. Love you it.
Know? And I mean, I've somehow gotten this name of the dirt girl. The soil girl doesn't have the same ring, so I'm going with it. But technically, it's soil. So have you ever done that jar test before, Jay, Greg?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really easy to evaluate what you have in your backyard by doing a soil test. You can just Google it. Basically, you're mixing soil, water, a little bit of soap to help the separation, and you let it sit for 24 hours, and you can read the layers of the jar, sand, silt, and clay. But also, we got to talk about the porosity of the soil, which is so important, just as much as having the organic matter and the dirt is air and water. Spaces for water to move, space for air to be. Those roots actually have to respire. They need oxygen. So if you have really dense soil without air, you're not going to have success. So make sure that you've got lots of aeration and drainage in there too, which is something that we really aim for when we created the Farmer Greg's mix, the mix that we recommend planting fruit trees and other gardens. Any type of really garden or bedding plants can use that mix. It's a perfect balance of all those things, organic matter, aeration, drainage, water holding ability, nutrients, and the beneficial microbes that we so carefully culture in our organic compost.
And that's the fifth component. So we have the dirt, organic matter, airspace, water, and everything that's alive in the soil.
Yes.
And I just interviewed Elliot Coleman for my podcast this last week. And Elliot Coleman is the guy in organic farming and gardening here in the country. He's amazing. The interview was incredible on the podcast. And one of the things he told me is that in a teaspoon of healthy soil, there's a billion things living, you know, microbes and that kind of, and that's just mind blowing.
Yes, indeed.
How long did it take them to count all those?
Yeah, no, right? And how do you count all those?
Interns.
Interns, yeah, exactly.
Slave labor. Yeah.
Then we can't see them, but they are the most thankless individuals. We take them for granted, but without healthy living microbes, bacterial, fungal in the soil, we could not grow plants. Just the same as our bodies, our guts, could not live without bacteria and microbes in our bodies. So it's really, really similar. And I think we're starting to come back to recognizing that we need to foster the living microbes in our soil. But I can't talk about it enough. It's a really long food chain there in the dirt. And those microbes are like little sacks of fertilizer. They are munching down the organic matter that we put in, actually pooping it out, and that is the fertilizer for the plant. The plants have a really special relationship, the roots do, with the microbes. And they kind of have a wonderful exchange going. The microbes say, "Oh, I will, you know, deposit my my fertilizer, so to speak." The plants feed the microbes with these sugars, these exudates from the roots, and so it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship.
And you guys have a new expanded operation. So, going back a little bit to Tank's green stuff, you take and compost and mulch a lot of items that otherwise would have ended up in a landfill, turn it around, put it to good use, and developing great soil to grow in. And y'all have been doing that in Tucson for
almost 10 years now. You know, Tank's Green Stuff gets his name from Jason's Tankersley last name. His nickname is Tank. And so he started seeing so much being wasted, about 100,000 plus cubic yards of organic matter every year we recycle.
Wow.
That's, somebody did the quick math for me. It's around, you know, 17 or 18 stadiums, football stadiums full of organic matter that would otherwise go to the landfill. So it's really, really important that we preserve the life of our landfills, recycle everything that we possibly can. Organic matter is a highly recyclable material by making wood chips, mulch, organic compost, and returning those nutrients back to the soil. When we take away organic matter from the plants that would normally just deposit that leafy material, let it fall, it would naturally decompose.
Because
in nature,
people take their blowers and they blow it all away and they rake it all up and clean
it
all up.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Like,
think
come on,
about
people.
All that leafy material, that's nutrients. That's lost nutrients that we're taking away and not replenishing.
And it's also
where is away? That is the question.
Away is a landfill. Yeah, right. You know, so really, please think about the effect of this. I know so much often we just put it into a bin, it goes to the curb and goes away, and we don't have to think about it. But there's, and I could talk a lot about the importance of preserving our landfill space. That's taxpayer money. That's, it affects our air, our water quality, everything around us, methane released into the atmosphere. But so let's use this beautiful organic matter. And a lot of people ask me, but you don't know what went into it. How do you know how that plant was cared for in the landscape? Well, the wonderful thing about composting that gets me so excited is that composting creates extremely high heat because of the microbes. It's back to the microbes. They are the ones that create really high temperatures, 150, 160 degrees Fahrenheit. You could actually burn your hand by touching that hot compost while it's decomposing. And it actually kills and breaks down any potential pathogens like E. coli, salmonella, coliform, and any potential contaminants like unfortunate herbicides or pesticides that have been sprayed. We don't want to encourage that. We want to encourage organic methods that are healthy for the ecosystem, organic controls. But if you have happened to, you know, have some material that's been contaminated, the compost will break that down.
Well, I think we need to also differentiate between what is compost versus mulch.
Oh, yes.
Talk to that. Talk about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So a quick and easy way to define them is that compost goes into the soil, mulch goes on top of the soil. People call and say, "I need mulch." And I say, "What are you doing?" They say, "I'm amending the soil. I'm planting my vegetable gardens." And I say, "Actually, you need compost. If it's not fully decomposed and you put it into the soil, it will take a long time to break down."
Well, and also robs the soil then of what nutrients are there.
Exactly. So. It's called nitrogen robbing. And so it just takes a little while for those microbes to break it down. They will over time. But what you want now is your veggies, right? You want to grow your vegetables now and your fruit trees. So put in fully composted, something that's no longer in the decomposition process, plant, and then put mulch on the top.
I have a really quick way to know this. So grab a handful of whatever you want to add to your garden. And in looking at that handful of stuff, if you can identify more than about 10 or 15% of what's in there, sticks, leaves, that kind of stuff, I call that mulch.
Mm-hmm.
if you pick up a handful of it and it just looks like really great soil, that's your compost. That's your
should smell like soil too.
And it
you can
smell
use
like
your
soil
nose.
Too.
You can use if
your
it's
feel.
Hot. If it has an ammonia odor to it, it's probably not compost yet. So, you know, all of those things will tell you if it truly is compost. There's a lot of things out there for sale that say compost on them that aren't composted.
That's correct.
And the rules for calling it compost, quite frankly, are not exactly
somewhat
the greatest.
Vague.
Yeah, somewhat fake. Yes, exactly. There you go. That's a good way to put it. So just because it says compost on it, too, doesn't necessarily mean that it really, truly is composted enough that that you should probably till it into the soil, which is another good reason for getting your soil and your garden prepped long before you're ready to plant. So it's going to be 108 or 9 degrees today. I don't recommend anybody go out and buy new broccoli starts or cabbage starts and stick them in the soil today anyway. But it'd be a great time to get out and get some compost and start working it into the soil.
Absolutely.
Even if you thought you did it last year, it's gone. It's not there anymore. It's solubilized. When it's 110 all summer, those organic materials get taken up into the soil, but they also solubilize. I mean, they just disappear in our high heat. We don't get enough rain. So you got to do it all. You may not have to do as much every year, but you've got to do some here in the desert after a long hot summer.
And with bulk orders aside, these usually come in bags that are a cubic yard. How much?
No, couple cubic feet.
Cubic feet. Did I say yard?
Cubic yard.
Yeah.
You couldn't pick that up in a bag.
You can get totes that are cubic yard.
Yes. Yeah. So most of the time, when you're at the local nursery, when you're at your local Ace or hardware store, you'll pick up bags that are 1 cubic foot. You could carry that, and we sell that, you know, by the cubic foot. But you can also get compost and soil by the cubic yard. Obviously, if you need to add a lot of organic matter to your soil, if you need to, you know, install a new garden, you're going to want to buy it in bulk. It's far more cost effective.
But 1 cubic foot. That's in the sack that we see.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of coverage am I going to get on the ground? Is that enough for me to have a square foot garden that's a 10 by 10? Is that a how many inches?
You want to put 2 to 3 inches of compost over each season. Over the top of the soil. Some people like to kind of work it in a tiny bit. Others prefer a no-till method and just want to plant, you know. But that's for gardens that have been built over time, that you have healthy soil there. You can put down the compost and kind of it'll work its way in. You can plant right in it. But, yeah, so around 2 to 3 inches. But you may need to reapply for those heavy feeders or use an organic fertilizer midway through the season or prep with the organic fertilizer. There's so many different types of organic fertilizer. We have one called Supermix Organic Fertilizer, which contains some beautiful Hickman's organic chicken manure pellets.
Yeah, I'm going to throw one in here because I can speak like you guys can't. Buy Hickman's, buy tanks. It's local. It's better.
Yeah.
Use them both.